Just in the past hour, the Pennsylvania State Senate gave its approval to a $2 per pack tax on cigarettes in Philadelphia to fund city schools. Joining me with the details is WHYY education reporter Kevin McCurry. And Kevin, we were told that Governor Corbett would sign this bill when it crossed his desk. Is that still the case?
That is still the case. He says absolutely. As soon as it hits his desk, he will sign it. It's a little unclear at this point when that's going to be. I just got off the phone with his spokesman, Jay Pagney, and he said it's up to the legislature, it's up to the Senate to go through the procedural things to get it to his desk. So it's going to happen this week, it seems, whenever it gets there.
Any reaction yet from Philadelphia city officials?
I have not heard from the school district yet, but I did also just get off the phone with Mayor Michael Nutter. He was at the Clinton Global Initiative in New York. We talked on the phone, and he, you know, praised the measure, said, you know, it was absolutely fabulous that the House and Senate finally found consensus on this after a summer of consternation and bitter divide between the two of them on issues that were tucked into the bill that had nothing to do with really the cigarette tax. But anyway, he also said, hey, I want to remind you that city council passed this spring of 2013 unanimously, and it's been sitting there in the state legislature since then. So, and to also throw a little blanket on there that said, you know, this is not getting us out of the woods yet. We still need a fair, sustainable funding formula for the schools.
Right, because the projection is that it'll bring in some $49 million per year. What's ahead, I suppose, is still contract negotiations with the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers.
Well, those are continuing, and there's, you know, really no signs of movement on what's going to happen there or what revenue could come from there. But we should talk about that number, because the 49 number you talked about, because the big question is, how much will this cigarette tax really generate? And there's been projections all over the board, because it's going to it hasn't been implemented before. And, you know, some people say, oh, you're just going to go to Jersey, you're just going to go to Delaware, there's going to be a black market that crops up somewhere in the city. How much is that going to undercut the cigarette tax revenue? The city had higher numbers. The district ended up settling on this 49 number. That's lower than what the city had wanted. So we'll see. That's the next big question.
Good news on the face of it. Thanks for joining
us. Big news. Thank you.
WHYY education reporter Kevin McCurry.